Hi, Christian. I'm Yagi, and I work in finance. I just want to say thank you for having me.
Yagi, people have asked me what are the techniques to control thoughts and calm anxiety.
And I do believe meditation is really effective. You see, meditation consists of deep breathing and focusing all your attention in the present moment, which helps you get rid of unwanted thoughts.
Since you discovered meditation, how long or often do you practice meditation in a week, let's say in a day? Tell me, tell us, in a day, how often do you practice meditation, just to have an idea?
So I practice meditation 2 times a day, once I wake up, because I strongly believe that the mood you wake up in dictates how your day will be. If you wake up in a bad mood, then you're more prone to have a bad day. And if you wake up in a good mood, then, you know, you're already happy. So you'll probably have a better day.
So Yagi, do you think in some kind of situation, so let's say someone has an issue with his girlfriend, meditation can help the person to get rid of the problem or even to be able to solve the problem?
I don't think meditation can get rid of a problem. I think meditation is more of a tool to be used when you're having anxiety, or when you're having stress, because it is linked to reducing your brain waves to bring you in a calmer state. So no, meditation will not get rid of the problem, but it will help you cope with whatever problems you're having in the meantime. So it's, as I said, it could be used as a tool on a daily basis, or even 2 or 3 times a day if you really need it.
See, you're pointing something very interesting here. A lot of black people come from Christian families, and they not really get into the meditation thing because maybe they are not just aware of what meditation is exactly. Because many of them, they think that meditation is kind of a prayer, and they are not comfortable to pray another God than Jesus. Let me tell you that Jesus is not a God. He presented himself as the Son of God. That's another point. But they are not comfortable with the meditation practice. They really think that practice meditation, it's some kind of a voodoo something or whatever, communicating with the devil. And they try to avoid to even have the kind of conversation about meditation. See, another day I have an experience with an uncle of mine. He was really mad. And a situation came at his work. And I told him, listen, you cannot go back like this and talk to your wife. And he said, why not? I said, because you need to breathe deeply. You breathe. Take a moment. Breathe at least for 5 minutes or 3 minutes. Just breathe deeply and slowly until you feel calm down. Then you can drive your car and go back home. If you don't do that, then you're going to stay in the mood of a fire, and you're going to bring this fire to your wife, which is not going to be a good thing. And once he just decided to listen to me, he tried the technique of breathing, and he felt good.
So regarding your uncle, I think he may have the wrong perception of what meditation is. I don't think meditation is related to any type of religion. I find meditation is a tool that you would use. It's more based on breathing and to calming the mind. So I think he has a misconception of meditation.
Oh, sure. I think he has a misconception of what meditation is, and plus the non-responsibility of searching for the information. Most of the Christian people, they are comfortable with the idea that Jesus has done everything for them. And in order to have some changes in their day-to-day life, they decide just to lay in some kind of a magic thought, you know, that things gonna go around, things gonna go away. If I get mad, it's gonna go away by itself. But at the same time, bringing some kind of bullshit or some kind of bad behaviors to around them and to their siblings. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so I don't really know what the Christian methodology is, but I personally don't feel that it's the right thinking to just wait there and let Jesus handle it or blame Jesus for whatever goes wrong.
Lord have mercy, Jesus don't pay any bill. Okay, that said, did you ever have an experience with a girl and she told you that, oh, when I'm around you, I feel calm. I feel like I'm in control of myself. I mean, I feel like I'm in control of my thoughts. And I really feel good when I'm around you. Did you ever experience this sort of compliment from a woman?
Said it slows down your brain, and as you're breathing heavily, you're less stressed out, you're more calm. So in that essence, your body is relaxed. And yes,
many men are under the influence of stress. They're affected by the stress in their libido, they are affected by the stress in their ability to be involved in the couple, and especially their concentration, because they've been told this bullshit of that there is kind of two stress. There is one stress which is good and the other one which is bad. The word stress doesn't mean good at all. Take for example, choke yourself. Take your both hands and try to choke yourself, not breathing at all. This is what we call stress. Putting a pressure on something and not allowing something to circulate. Let's say this is the amount of stress you're putting on your arm, or you're putting on yourself, on your neck. You're kind of trying to play with a suicidal game. And there are scientists out there that keep telling people, television and the internet, that stress can be good. Which I'm just like, yo, I know the freedom of speech, whatever. But when something is good, you don't need to do studies for that. When something is bad, and everybody know, you don't need to do a study for that. I just want to mention this study. According to several studies at the University of McGill, Yale, and several psychologists, meditation remains the easiest and most effective way to reduce anxiety and also regulate stress from the body. I think we have something here. Instead of using the word pressure, I'm under pressure, they're using stress, which is not the same thing. Because if I'm under pressure, that means I have a deadline. So I have to run behind something because I have to get to my to get to do something on time, because I am running under the not behind my schedule, but I'm running behind the time. I mean, any human running behind the time, even billionaires. But what I mean here is they are using the bad word. Instead of using I'm under pressure, they're using stress. And they are claiming everywhere that stress is good, which is the bad word. Because stress as a negative word is a negative effect on the body and on the mind. That said, did you ever, you remember the time we had, you and I, a chance to have a fight in a Jukundo style? Did you ever felt like in other martial arts you practice, when you are against an opponent who is under his control, under his techniques, do you feel like you are in danger than when you are against, you are fighting against another fighter who's just, you know, moving too much and talking too much and just a little bit out of his shoes? What do you think? Did you ever experience this kind of self-esteem against a fighter who practices meditation? That's why in the fight, it feels like it does know what he's going to do.
I haven't really felt danger in a fight, unless obviously if it's a street fight or a bar fight. But no, if we set out and we're on the rink and we're ready to fight, I don't feel danger. It's more, yes, I do feel the guy is more grounded, that knows what he's doing and who does meditation and who is in control, as opposed to fighting somebody who's, let's say, new, for example, and who's just there to swing. So no, I've never really felt in danger. But yes, I would be more cautious with the guy who's more aware of what he's throwing, as opposed to somebody who's just quick and he's just trying to get a swing, for example.
You know, I've been experiencing meditation, good side of meditation, because there is no bad side of meditation, but good side of meditation that ejected bad friends away from me since 2009. That, yeah, meditation have put me in a mood of vibrating good stuff that ejected bad friends away, way from me. And when I look into my family, my uncle, my cousin, my brothers, I can see when someone try to bring me in an issue situation, I can see and read clearly that I can avoid this situation by keeping peace to myself, from myself, and within myself. And so my words, my thoughts are just about putting peace, keeping peace, because I can see that when someone has trouble, it's like it's boiling from inside, you know, like a volcano boiling inside and looking for a target to erupt to. You see, so this kind of good side effect of meditation set me in a peace mode. That peace mode, I really appreciate that, because it makes me feel like I'm in control of my words, my doing, and also my thoughts. Did you ever experience that?
Yes, Christian. I think we've all been in that situation where, you know, there's somebody else that's in a negative mood and that tries to bring us down. And yeah, you know what? When you're in a happy mood, you just don't, you just let it go. You don't really go and, I guess, influence it, you could call it. So yes, I've been in a position where where people are in a negative mood, and I just let it go because I'm in a better mood than them. For that, it could be a person, or it could just be the environment. I walk, nope, this is not it. It just doesn't feel right. And I think that's the energy that the person or the environment just puts out. And I think it's your instinct saying, you know what, get out of here, or you know, don't talk to this person.
Yeah, Yagi. So in conclusion, we can say that practicing meditation only brings good effect to someone's life. Good self-esteem, good speech from within, because everyone, we have a speech that we have within us, within ourselves. So meditation have only good side effects. And we encourage people to meditate a lot. It's not a prayer. It's not a prayer to any sort of God. It's only state of mind, a state of breathing, and of being, which is good to be completely in the presence. What do you have to think about those people who send bad thoughts to others? You know, people who they imagine that someone will have an accident, someone will get healed. You know, those people who have bad thoughts and they have kind of anger of saying all the time bad words to other people's life. What do you think about these people? Are they insane, or they are just jealous, or they are practicing some kind of a witch technique?
Yeah, for those people, I don't think they're bad people. I just feel that they don't have a better understanding of how to deal with it. It's just that maybe they've learned in life is, okay, oh, when this happens, I gotta think bad thoughts about this person. They don't know a better way to deal with it. So I don't think they're bad people. I just think they just don't have an idea of how to go about the situation.
And you pointed good, because I think thoughts are things. Since we have bad thoughts, someone can feel it because we're vibrating a lot. We're vibrating all the time. When someone get in a bad mood, get angry, or you are feeling joyful, we're vibrating. We are vibrating all the time. We are vibrators.
Yes, Christian, we are definitely vibrators.
Thank you. So, hala ba kacha next time. And thank you again.
Yes, Christian, thanks a lot for having me. I just want to leave you out on one thing. For the people that are going through stressful times, I just want to say, try it out. Meditation is free. There are a lot of guided meditations online. Try it out. If it works for you, it's great. If it doesn't, you didn't really lose anything.